Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Feds push the inflation panic button Thursday, readjusting their inflation predictions for March, Joe Biden's Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen failed to explain her position on the deductions for state and local taxes enacted by President Trump. In her testimony before the House Ways and Means Committee, Yellen said Biden does not have a clear position on repealing those tax deductions. The House voted 268 to 161 on Thursday to repeal the 2002 authorization for use of military force in Iraq. If passed by the Senate, the repeal of the AUMF would tie the hands and prevent future presidents from carrying out attacks in Iraq without approval from Congress. The Supreme Court unanimously ruled Thursday foster care agencies have a First Amendment right to turn away same-sex couples, and local governments cannot refuse to work with those agencies. This is USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Iranians voted in a presidential election on Friday with the conservative head of the judiciary, Ebrahim Raisi, widely seen as the frontrunner. Nearly 60 million eligible voters in Iran will decide the fate of four candidates. The U.S. government is spending $3 billion to put COVID-19 vaccines into pill form. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Biden administration is going to spend more than $3 billion to advance development of antiviral pills for the coronavirus. Dr. Anthony Fauci says it will go to the antiviral program for pandemics.
And it aims to catalyze the development of new medicines to combat COVID-19 and importantly, to prepare for other pandemic threats.
Fauci says vaccines remain the centerpiece of their arsenal. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
TGIF, my friend. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Google has opened its first brick-and-mortar store in the United States. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Google has opened its first retail store in New York City in an attempt to put its various hardware offerings in front of customers. The company announced the Chelsea, New York store last May, saying it's going to give customers the opportunity to get their hands on its Pixel phones, also Nest Home security products, Fitbit devices, and Pixelbook computers. They can also meet with employees for troubleshooting, repairs, and installations. In a briefing earlier this week, the company also said they hope to provide a space where customers can try all of its devices and showcase how they work together. The store features curated rooms to show off the Pixel phone's night sight camera and the Nest Hub's smart screen, as well as experiences to show off its services, such as Imagination Space, where guests can whisper a phrase and hear the same phrase whispered back to them in 24 languages, with text displaying on a screen using Google Translate. Google says customers will also be able to take part in how-to sessions and other workshops centered around the company's products.
Google was founded September 4, 1998, in Menlo Park. Menlo Park is between San Jose and San Francisco, California. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hello, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. We've got Liz Peek. Yes, the Fox News contributor. And Wall Street analysts, we're always honored to have her with us. Liz, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm terrific. Joining you is always fun, Bill.
Oh, good fun. Well, the federal government is not known for its speed necessarily, whether we're talking about the post office or anything that has to do with the bureaucracy. It moves very slow, but I'll tell you what, you give them a federal day off, and they can make that happen in a couple of days, can't they?
Boy, isn't that the truth? I've never seen anything go through Congress quite so quickly. I don't know that we needed another federal holiday. Whatever, it's fine. Mm-hmm. But honestly, there are more important things going on in the world, I think.
Yeah, you think? I mean, we've got to, now this makes it 12, and people go, okay, well, I got 9, 10, 11. But actually, the one that happens every 4 years is Inauguration Day. And I'm saying, well, look, if we want to have a federal holiday, how about if we had Election Day as a federal day? And yeah. Everybody took the day off, one day only, we all voted. Do you think that might clean up the problems or much of the problems that we're having?
Yeah, but you know that no one wants to even acknowledge that we have problems with election security and integrity and so forth. I noticed that the Colorado Secretary of State just, I think, passed a bill or proposed a bill that they could never have an audit of an election in that state.
Oh, wow.
What purpose does that serve? What's wrong with auditing an election? I mean, what we saw after the 2020 fiasco in Georgia and other states is that the idea of looking over an election really meant just counting the same ballots in exactly the same way they did before. It really wasn't any investigation of were there missing ballots? Were there ballots that should have been included that weren't included, et cetera. So the audit in Arizona, which has gotten a lot of bad press for obvious reasons, I don't even know where that stands now because the reporting on it has been so dishonest. But it'll be very interesting to see what it comes up with. And I see nothing wrong. I mean, actually, when Joe Biden became president on this pretense that he was going to try and bring the country together, with 70%+ of Republicans thinking he stole the election, the best thing he could have done was go to the states that were highly disputed and ask for an audit and determine that, that the vote was honest and so forth. That would have, imagine the good that might have done the country. I think it would have been such a salve on a really festering wound.
Yeah, but you bring up a good point here. Why doesn't he ask? Why don't the Democrats insist in order to clear this up once and for all? I mean, they spent $70 million plus of the people's money to prove that Donald Trump was an illegitimate president. Thank you very much, the Russians. And after $70 million, a couple of impeachments, nothing there.
Yeah, it's disheartening. I mean, everything, it seems like on every front, there are two different standards. The standards for people in the Democratic Party. I was reading, today about Andrew Cuomo, celebrating, I don't know, the end of restrictions in New York or something with fireworks, and, you know, people applauding him and thinking he's just great. Here's a guy who has really violated two unquestionable red lines. One, harassing and possibly assaulting women. 12 of them, I think now, Bill, have come forward.
Yes, right.
This is New York's governor I'm talking about,
right,
of course. 12 have come forward to complain about him. And it's sort of like, oh, you know, that's too bad. But the Me Too movement has sort of moved on, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is really literally no question that he engineered a policy that unnecessarily killed seniors in nursing homes in New York, and his staff covered it up. So how is it this guy is still governor, and he's really clearly trying to prepare to run for a fourth term?
Exactly.
It's almost unimaginable.
Well, only with the Democrats. You see,
yeah, exactly. A Republican could never get away with this.
Never,
stuff.
Never. See, but the same type of blindness that allows all this happen within the Democratic Party, you know, whether we're talking about, you know, President Biden, I mean, go right down the line, and the flat out disconnect from what's happening in the southern border. I mean, you know, what else are they going to disconnect from? I mean, they already disconnected from energy independence. Let's abandon that. And let's authorize a pipeline, you know, out of Russia to make Russia strong again and help them build better. And meanwhile, devastate your own country. This is so upside down.
The Nord Stream pipeline, the lifting of sanctions on the Nord Stream pipeline, allowing it to be completed, was a gift from Biden to Putin, and it was part of his basically bribing Putin, Russia's president, into getting together for a summit. Now, just step back for a moment and think about this. This guy's entire GDP of Russia is $1.7 trillion, which is less than our American rescue plan. It's less than one of our relief plans that we just voted in.
Mm-hmm.
The country is someone called it a gas station with an army, and that's just about right.
Exactly.
So
right.
We have an American president begging this person he has called a killer to meet with him for a summit. I honestly, my head explodes just thinking about that. I don't know what Biden was thinking or what his handlers were thinking. Did he really think this meeting was going to come off in such a way that he would really show everyone that he was so much better than Donald Trump? Donald Trump's lowest moment, by many people's reckoning, was when he met with Vladimir Putin and went along with Putin saying, you know, he denies election meddling in 2016, and I believe him.
Mm-hmm.
What did Biden – no one has picked up on this, but I am sure I heard, and today I'm going to go through all the ponderous readouts of all the statements made. Biden said at some point during his Geneva commentary that that Biden denied hacking, and I believe him. I mean, it was basically exactly the same.
You mean that Putin denied? Putin denied hacking.
Exactly.
Yes, right.
That Putin denied that they were behind, you know, that he was behind the hacking of the pipeline in the U.S. and the food supply company of Brazil. And I believe him. And I am absolutely positive Biden said that. And, you know, this is twice now where I've heard Biden say something. The media has completely whiffed on it because they're only listening. They're only hearing what they want to hear. And then it turns out it's true. I mean.
Right.
I is dispiriting beyond measure, and we've gone backwards on so many fronts under this guy already, and we're not even a year in.
Exactly, and we're just looking at the midterms as a possible lifeline and you know, some sort of reprieve here. But even on the other side, on the Republican side, you know, I talked with Andy Biggs a couple of weeks ago, the congressman out of Arizona, and he was talking about, you know, how the party needed to grow again. I said, well, look at you've got to re-enfranchise those that you disenfranchised. They don't want to get any more of your emails. They don't want to hear about fundraising after what you guys did after the 2020 elections. You didn't fight for the people. You just folded tent. And you want to talk about all these ideals? It's back to the same old, same old. They're not listening here, Andy.
Well, I think that's interesting. I must say I am being besieged with texts to raise money for various Republicans. I give to some, I don't give to everyone. but it's becoming almost harassment, honestly.
Right,
you know?
Right.
You know, I'm sort of ready to say, okay, just give me a couple of months off, and then, you know, I'm happy to talk to you again. But look,
exactly.
I don't think they need to do much. I think they just need to stand firm against this tidal wave of woke idiocy that is sweeping our land.
If only. More from Liz Peek after this. Stay with us.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
News contributor Liz Peek continues with us. You should hear the conversations that we have off the air. This is what I appreciate about Liz. She's just so honest and, you know, just calls it what it is. And I appreciate that she allows me the room to, you know, give my perspective as well. And this is why we enjoy having her on. By the way, I got a text from Tennessee Bob, who said he responded to your statement that he said you got to do a deeper dive and check out and see where Biden had made these statements. He said she doesn't have to look far. It's there. So you know it's there. You kind of partially remember it. But that's the thing. See, with Biden, there's just so many gaffes and there's so many things that are so incredible. And you just go, it kind of bruises the brain in such a way that you just
it
go,
does.
Did
it
he
does.
Say
it's
that
like a,
really?
It's like a garden overgrown with weeds. I mean, it's very hard to kind of navigate. You know, look, I think the foreign adventures of Joe Biden were pretty much what we expected. He went to the G7, made a lot of pals because he gave away not just taxpayer money and promised more taxpayer money to come on things like this Belt and Road competition to invest in underdeveloped countries, which is supposed to really, really alarm Xi Jinping. My guess is he's thrilled because they've already got so many billions of dollars out in countries that are never going to pay them back. But anyway, right. You know, it'll be American taxpayers paying for most of that. And also, look, here's the G7 countries that Donald Trump bruised and beat up for not paying for their own defense, and they have upped their spending to his credit, Trump's mm-hmm. credit. And now they can relax because Joe Biden's never going to ask him to do anything. He's back, mm-hmm. you know.
That question never came up, did it?
No. I think Biden, again, in one of these sort of blah, blah, blah speeches, said something about how we're so delighted that, you know, the G7 partners have been paying more or something like that. And I feel like saying, yeah, and you should thank your predecessor for forcing their hand on this because, mm-hmm. you know, I think – probably the most insulting relationship we have in some ways is with Germany. Germany, it basically will step in the way of any serious actions taken to reform China. And on that mm-hmm. front, let me digress for a moment by saying a lot of the G7 communique was about reforming multinational institutions to kind of basically code, rein in China's misbehavior. The premier at one, of course, is the WTO. And I don't know if you just noticed a couple of days ago, we finally resolved the dispute between Boeing and Airbus in Europe mm-hmm. over yeah. basically state support of manufacturing. That has gone on and was resolved 17 years. That has been yeah. before the WTO. So do we really think that's an organization that has any merit whatsoever? And
well,
we can rely on to rein in China?
No. Right. No, not at all. And you see, this is where the bureaucracy of D.C. looks at whether it's the WHO or the WTO and say we're not as bad as them. And somehow it gives themselves a pass, I guess. I don't know. It's just
we're not
absurd.
As bad as them. But by gosh, we're going to hand off all of our major requirements and demands, and particularly in our dealings with other countries, to them mm-hmm. because they're so inept. You know, we know nothing will happen. That's kind of where we are.
Right. And getting back to Germany with Angela Merkel, and this is where Donald Trump was so effective in holding, you know, her feet to the fire regarding yeah. this Nord Stream deal. I mean, he put the stop on it real quick. It was just something like common sense, like, wait a minute, we're your NATO partner. You are going to trust Russia? Do you realize what's going to happen? I mean, this is like, what is Angela Merkel thinking?
Here's what she's thinking. I mean, it's an incredibly cynical premise that you're going to import a lot of gas from Russia. And don't forget, Germany has a lot of natural gas. They mm-hmm. refuse to develop it because the Green Party that she has to accommodate in her political life refuses to allow fracking or the development of those resources. So just imagine this. They would rather tie their energy future to Russia, which has been known on two separate occasions to cut off Ukraine's supply of natural gas for political reasons. They would rather trust that uncertain, politically driven source than confront their own green army by developing their own natural resources. It is so offensive. And by the way, in developing your own natural gas, that does not have to be a hugely anti-environmental activity.
Exactly. You know? How come this seems so familiar to what's happening here domestically?
Oh, because energy policy, you know, unfortunately, the world's the current focus on climate is something that if you were a Chinese leader like Xi Jinping and you mm-hmm. wanted to really cripple the United States and make us less competitive, you would go after our number one geopolitical weapon, and that is energy. We have a 100-year supply of natural gas, almost that much in terms of oil. It's cheap. It provides work here and jobs in America. China has no oil. They have to import it through various strictures like the Gulf of Hormuz, which is extremely dangerous for them. They want the world to move away from oil because they don't have any, and they know it hurts us most. I mean, the fact that we have people like John Kerry carrying this torch, this anti-American torch, and that's really what it is. And by the way, you don't even have to get into geopolitics to know how stupid this is. Look at what's going on in California. We're going to have rolling blackouts there any minute now. Electricity costs about 50% more in California than it does in the rest of the country. Why? Because they insist on these renewable mandates that drive up the cost of energy. Right. I mean,
I know. Well, Newsom's going to plan the rolling blackouts during the recall vote. So that way, half the votes will get lost, and the chain of custody will fall by the wayside.
Excellent. That is an excellent plan.
Hey, it's been working for the Pelosi's and for Newsom's and the other three families that have been controlling California for, 80 years? So, hey, look, it's good to be king, and they're not going to let that power go easily, that's for sure. Getting back to the G7 and even NATO, I mean, was there any – last time I checked, I think every one of the countries that were involved there – got involved with COVID, right? I mean, nobody had zero fatalities as a result of COVID. They were all affected, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so where is the outrage? I mean, it's clear now that this didn't come from some, crazy bat not knowing where to land, and it just kind of, created. Yeah, exactly. So, but it's clear now that it did, and without any help from Anthony Fauci, who knew that it came from the laboratory. He had a heads up. He's been quiet, and yet, he's still the highest paid, federal official on the payroll.
Again, it's so depressingly stupid. And here's the thing. I don't even care where it came from, because that we'll never know, because the Chinese are never going to open up their books and records and let people talk to us in such a way that we know for sure. But it doesn't matter, Bill, because what we do know, what we absolutely know, is that this virus emerged months and months before they ever told the world about it. They knew it was highly contagious, even as they allowed people in Wuhan to fly out of Wuhan to New York, to San Francisco, to Europe, and spread this deadly disease. They knew what they were doing because they did not want to be the only country shutting down their economy, which would disadvantage them relative to the world. That's
exactly
what happened. So whether it came from a bat or a cat or a lab, I don't care. The answer is we should be holding China accountable. I assumed that's what the G7 people were going to talk about. That is not what they talked about.
Right.
I have to say, I've been on TV a lot this week kind of ranting about this, because honestly, take a step back. If the free world leaders are not going to stand up to China over this, over 3.4 million people dead and trillions and trillions of economic damage, when will we ever confront China? We certainly aren't going to do it if they invade Taiwan. Let's not kid ourselves.
Exactly.
No one in America is going to be willing to have their son or daughter go to war with China over Taiwan. But over COVID, we should have held firm.
Well, without a doubt. And look, we've got major problems staring us in the face, not only Taiwan, South China Sea, how they've militarized that area, and the further on down the road, like anything, if you don't deal with it immediately, it becomes more complicated down the road. I thought the least and quickest thing that they could do in terms of shooting a shot across the bow of President Xi was to take away their favored nation status.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, overnight they should have done that.
Exactly.
But no, because Anglo.
We got to leave it there. Liz Peek, thank you.
This is sponsored by Sage Therapeutics Incorporated. Postpartum depression, or PPD, is a mood disorder that can affect women during and after childbirth. Unlike the baby blues, which typically last for a few days or 1 to 2 weeks, PPD persists with symptoms including sadness, tearfulness or hopelessness, outbursts or irritability, worrying or feeling overly anxious, oversleeping or being unable to sleep, feelings of worthlessness or guilt, trouble bonding with the baby, or thoughts of harming oneself or the baby. A new research study called Skylark is now evaluating an investigational oral medication in PPD, and the study is seeking moms experiencing symptoms of postpartum depression. Dr. Judith Joseph, MD, MBA, and Teresa Escobar say,
about 1 in 8 mothers in the U.S. have symptoms of PPD, and it can affect not only the mother, but also the whole family.
The Skylark clinical trial is studying a potential medicine for women with PPD.
For more information about the study and to see if you or a loved one might be eligible, visit www.skylarkppdstudy.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As the Feds push the inflation panic button Thursday, readjusting their inflation predictions for March, Joe Biden's Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen failed to explain her position on the deductions for state and local taxes enacted by President Trump. In her testimony before the House Ways and Means Committee, Yellen said Biden does not have a clear position on repealing those tax deductions. The House voted 268 to 161 on Thursday to repeal the 2002 authorization for use of military force in Iraq. If passed by the Senate, the repeal of the AUMF would tie the hands and prevent future presidents from carrying out attacks in Iraq without approval from Congress. The Supreme Court unanimously ruled Thursday foster care agencies have a First Amendment right to turn away same-sex couples, and local governments cannot refuse to work with those agencies. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. DeRoy Murdoch is with us, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, how are we doing?
Great, Bill. How are you? Good to talk to you.
Hey, always good talking to you, and I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I wonder how Joe Biden is doing. I mean, it's been quite the trip. You know, I thought it was quite interesting. Usually when presidents go overseas and they're meeting with, people like, Vladimir Putin, you would expect some deliverables. But it would seem that Biden, even before he met, kind of, spent all his bullets. He didn't have anything else. I don't know. God only knows what happened behind closed doors. He already gave him the pipeline. He's already opened the door to renegotiate, some relief of sanctions and bringing Iran, nuclear agreement back into play, which is going to fund Hamas all the way, even more so, during this transition of leadership in Israel, Hamas decides to send over some incendiary balloons just to tick off the new administration, right?
Exactly right. Yeah, the deliverables of a complete diabolical sort.
Yeah,
yeah. I think it's there's a fascinating negotiating posture, which is you open that before the negotiations start. You give the other guy everything he wants, and then you show up at the negotiating table. Yeah. It kind of gets it backwards, right? You're supposed to show up and say, "All right, what do you want? Here's what I have to offer. Let's bargain." So.
Right.
Yeah, this is a horse trade where you deliver the horses before the negotiations begin.
Well, I could see Putin. You know, Biden says, "Okay, what do you got for me?" And he goes, "Well, we brought you some Russian worry dolls." Because, like, what else do I need to give you? I don't need to give you any nuclear agreement. We're not going to sign anything like this. We're, you know, we got the pipeline. Thank you very much. And we're off and rolling. And we're going to be able to control, you know, Europe with this pipeline. And Ukraine is sitting there going, what? After all the money we paid your son and everything like that and all this other stuff we've gone through, you guys are rejecting us. What are you doing here? You're opening the door for the old USSR to come back into play.
Yeah, the poor Ukrainians, you know, all the money that they gave to Hunter Biden, was it $800,000 a month or something like
right.
this? And who knows what else that has not come out yet? Mm-hmm. And not much return on that investment, I would say. And again, I think the Nord Stream 2 pipeline connecting Russia with Germany is a dangerous thing. The last thing we need is Germany, our NATO ally, to be hooked and addicted to natural gas controlled by the Kremlin. This is not a good thing. But if that's the decision, or that's a bargaining chip we're going to play, which is, all right, look, we'll give you the Nord Stream pipeline. We'll get out of the way. But we want these cyber criminals who hacked into the Colonial Pipeline and JBS, the big meatpacking company, we want them on a plane to Andrews Air Force Base in 10 minutes, number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, we want your troops off the Ukrainian border. And number three, not my issue, but it is a Biden's issue. You know, you need to do X, Y, Z on the global warming issue. I mean, you can agree or disagree with some of that, but you can say, all right, well, at least he got something for this, but he just gave the whole store away.
Exactly.
I don't know what we've got in exchange. I mean, if maybe there's something in a secret agreement, security classification, maybe something that's in some top secret document, but certainly in terms of what's public, I've not seen anything in return for this enormous concession to the Kremlin.
I have a sense in that closed door meeting that, I guess a little bit of relief, as much as you can have relief, is that, President Biden wasn't there by himself one-on-one with Putin.
Yeah, well, I guess that's a good thing because, I mean, mm-hmm. he could have sat there on a one-on-one basis and given away even more. So,
right.
But then you're lucky he had some, shall we say, adult supervision to make sure that Sleepy Joe didn't snore through the negotiations and hand over more stuff on a silver platter.
Well, this has just been very painful to watch. Here it is, even with the G7 and NATO nations, very little was said about the virus. I mean, every one of the countries there lost citizens. People have died around the world. I mean, the number, what are we up over 2 million now? 2 million people in total have died from COVID. And nothing is said or very little said about the Wuhan lab leak and holding China accountable. I guess the bigger threat, according to the president, is global warming, which the last time I checked, I haven't heard numbers that rival anything that these COVID numbers rival. But it is the biggest threat that even the generals, all the flag officers in unanimity have agreed is the biggest threat our country faces.
Yeah, it's astonishing. I mean, I think we just hit this week the 600,000 dead,
yes.
or the death toll in the United States, 600,000 dead from COVID-19 worldwide. I believe it's somewhere, I think it's about 3 million, if not wrong.
Is it now 3 million? Right.
Something yeah. like this. An enormous number of deaths, people who've been not, thankfully, survived, but they're permanently weakened by this virus. And then economic damage, what, probably 10, 12, 15 trillion worldwide. I mean, we've all lost 15 months of our lives, essentially. And the least these people could do is issue a proclamation, say, yeah, we hereby urge the Chinese government to hand over all the information and explain to us what happened. Now, that may not have any teeth in it, but at least there's some rhetorical value or, PR propaganda value, what have you. But they didn't do much about that, and they certainly didn't do anything concrete. Like, if you don't give us the information on the origins of the virus within 30 days, sanctions X, Y, and Z will kick in.
Well, how about just rejecting their favored nation status? I mean, that would send a serious missile across the bow of their boat.
Absolutely correct. None of that's happened. It's just it was a big love in and yay, hooray, Trump's gone. He's not here. Back to the old, old boys and girls club. And that seemed to be the focus of it, just sort of a, big international weenie roast.
Yeah, exactly. And NATO's sitting there looking at their coffers. Some of that balance is coming down a little bit because these nations aren't, because Trump's not there anymore, holding them accountable to pay their fair share. I doubt that Joe Biden in one of the meetings said to those nations, hey, I still support, the Trump doctrine in as much as that, you should be paying your fair share. You know, everybody agreed to 2% with an aspiration of eventually getting to 4%. Where are you right now?
That's right, and it's very important for people to remember this whole business of NATO paying more for its own defense rather than the U.S. picking up, 90% of the tab or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
This was not just Trump being a bully. Oh, what a mean, nasty guy he was.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They agreed to this. They came out and publicly said, we will spend 2% of GDP on our collective defense. That was their decision under G.W. Bush, if I'm not mistaken, maybe under Obama, but maybe under G.W. Bush. And all Trump did is say, look, you guys committed to it. I'm holding to your commitment. That was not something he pulled out of the air. And I don't think this was being mean on our allies. It was telling them to meet their obligations. And frankly, I think it was something like a commitment of $400 billion between now and I think 2024, 2025, thereabouts, in terms of what the Europeans are going to put up, the other NATO partners put into our collective defense. That's money the U.S. taxpayers don't have to spend. That's also that much more money dedicated to beefing up NATO, which, of course, makes life difficult and gets for the Kremlin and gets Vladimir
exactly
out under the collar. So the whole idea that, oh, Trump's a Russian asset, he's really a KGB agent. Well, he's not a very good one. It's not a very good one if he increased the amount of money to confront Russia, essentially, went up by some $400 billion thanks to his efforts.
Exactly. Not to mention all the sanctions that he put on Russia, but as you said, not a very good advocate for Russian interest with an American first policy. Again, what we're being faced with is the truth that comes screaming out. They just cannot hold it back anymore, is that things that President Trump had talked about, whether it was this Russian collusion deal after $70 million, nothing there, and an impeachment, still nothing there, two impeachments, still nothing there. Let's talk about, the Wuhan lab leak. Oh, no, he's a xenophobe. He's just being crazy. We can't. Yeah, he's racist. Yeah, we can't listen to that. And then the legacy media, can't help themselves. They have to report on it, or they lose total credibility, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Correct. We've seen one story after another where, oh, Trump's a liar, Trump's a racist, Trump's a conspiracy theorist, he's a bully, blah, blah, blah. And then, oh, lo and behold, as you say, oh, the Wuhan lab, I guess maybe that really did come out of there. It didn't come out of that, wet market. And, Russian collusion, nope, nothing there. Remember, the Mueller probe had not just 70 million, but they had, I think it was 19 different prosecutors who were left-wing Democrats, a couple mm-hmm. of them actually maxed out as donors to Hillary Clinton. One of them actually worked for the Clinton Foundation. These people would have been delighted to get the information needed to...
They would have taken it and screamed from the heights. Are you kidding me?
Got it. And
quick break.
People
quick break.
Say, nope, nothing there.
Okay, more from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Sheila, we need to set up Johnson's quarterly review.
Janowski Investments keeps portfolios profitable, but a double client base calls for double the advisors.
Hello. Hi, Janet. I'm so sorry. Pulling up your portfolio right now. Give me a sec.
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. Just to tie a bow on all this, DeRoy, what we were just talking about with Donald Trump proving again that he was right, but no apology from the legacy media, no apology from the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, who was willing to throw her body over landmines and Ilhan Omar and anybody else just to do everything they could to make sure President Trump was out of the White House.
That is correct. And another story that turns out to have been that the tire went completely flat on this one is the idea that he got the Secret Service to blast tear gas through Lafayette Park to clean clear out all the peaceful protesters so he could go do that photo op in front of the church that they set fire to, which they set fire the night before. And of course, he held up the Bible in front of the front door of, I think it was St. John's Church or St. Joseph's Church, right across from the White House. Well, it turns out the Inspector General of, I believe, Department of Homeland Security took a look and said, nope, in fact, that was not ordered by the Secret Service. Trump did not order it. They were clearing the place out to put in a metal fence around Lafayette Park because of all the chaos and violence and arson and whatnot that had taken place there during the George Floyd riots. And this had nothing to do with Trump's photo op. So that turned out to be another lie told by and repeated by the dinosaur media in the hopes of making Trump look like some sort of an authoritarian dictator and crippling his electoral chances. And the poor man, I think, really did suffer the death of a thousand cuts, you know, one lie after another lie repeated over and over and over. And now we're discovering, oh, that wasn't true. That wasn't true. That wasn't true. And no apology. No, gee, you know, we really screwed that one up. Nothing. They just continue like nothing happened. No accountability. No apology, no reflection, no remorse. It's really disgusting. And I know when he first said it, I thought, gee, Donald J. Trump went too far on this. We call the media the enemy of the people.
Exactly.
I think in hindsight, looking at the way they've behaved, their complete recklessness, how they've pitted Americans against each other, I think probably most notoriously how they didn't report to the American people the many positive things that President Trump did for the Jews and for Israel and Jewish people in the U.S. and overseas.
Exactly.
And instead painted this entire narrative of him being anti-Semite and basically scaring Jewish people into thinking the president hates us, and in essence encouraging anti-Semites to ramp up their activity because, quote-unquote, we have a friend in the White House. By not talking about all the positive stuff he did for Jews in Israel, the dinosaur media essentially gave aid and comfort to anti-Semites in this country, probably their most shameless behavior, and indeed illustrating why they are, in fact, saddens me to say, the enemy of the people.
Yeah, it is sad to think that a free and fair press is essential to our democracy, and they have violated their reason to be. You know, we need a free and fair press. And when you have, according to MRC, 90% of that which was reported on Trump purposely negative, I mean, that was their narrative. There was no objective reporting. It was propaganda that was thrust upon the people. And as if that wasn't bad enough to Roy, if you said anything good about President Trump, you were canceled. And you know the big thing about marketing, word-of-mouth advertising, word-of-mouth promotion is still huge. It moves 30 to 40% of people's opinion. And people were silenced, and especially around election time. Boy, there was a full press to cancel you, and if you said anything right about President, and even to this day, DeRoy, if you bring up President Trump, I mean, it's almost as bad. It's almost as bad, not quite. But if you want to clear a room, just say Jesus, and people will freak out. But you know, today in lieu of Jesus, you can say Trump, and you watch people scatter as well.
No, this is very true, and in terms of cancellation, and I guess it was a temporary cancellation anyway, or suspension, shall we say, when Twitter shut down the Twitter account of the New York Post when they reported the Hunter Biden, you know, laptop from hell story, they just sat on that, and literally shut down the Twitter page of the oldest operating newspaper in the United States of America, founded by Alexander Hamilton, no less, and that story just didn't get out. If you mentioned it on your own personal Twitter feed, they shut that down and say, you know, unproven, untrue, what have you. And that story didn't get out, and polls subsequently discovered that something like, I think, 12-15% of the public, had they heard this story, said they would not have voted for Biden.
Exactly.
That story had gotten out, and people had heard it. Donald J. Trump would be in the Oval Office right now, and Joseph Robinette Biden would be down in his basement, Delaware, in the bunker.
Well, it's amazing. We find ourselves in this position in the land of the free, home of the brave, and there's no doubt that we're being worked here. And the American people are wising up. I mean, when you look at the groundswell, just in terms of this pushback on CRT that's happening in local school districts, DeRoy, I mean, I'll tell you, it excites me because it proves that we the people can still be a powerful force, and they're teaching everybody else what we the people looks like, you know?
No, this is very true. The only good news on the whole critical race theory front with this terrible idea, which is cropping up in schools and universities, human resource departments, apparently it's infected the Pentagon with who knows what disastrous consequences. But the only good news is to see, as you say, the grassroots explosion we've seen in school boards across the country where people are paying attention to school boards, realizing a lot of school boards are pumping this awful stuff into the minds of even elementary school kids. And a lot of parents have said, look, you know, I don't particularly appreciate hearing from my 6, 7, 8-year-old kids that they're coming home from school being told, oh, I'm white, I'm a racist. You know,
right, exactly.
Little 6-year-old Johnny and little 8-year-old Sally are racist just because they're white and they're in, you know, first, second, third grade, you know, and like second grade Klansmen. I mean, this is disgusting.
It really is.
This for adults is awful, but do this to children is sick. And a lot of parents have said, all right, enough is enough. And these include Democrats. These include black folks. These aren't just white people. And they're showing up at school boards and screaming.
Exactly.
And they've succeeded, actually, in recalling and booting some of these far left-wing, probably truly Marxist school board members and booting them and putting in people who actually believe in teaching us not to hate each other and teaching love and teaching actual reading, writing, and arithmetic rather than, you know, racial hatred. And I'm very pleased to see the American people stepping up and stepping in and getting involved and I hope turning the tide on this and putting this onto the ash heap of history where it belongs.
Amen. Amen. As soon as possible. And as you and I talked about before, you know, I think of these young kids, you're talking about kids from mixed racial families.
You know, what do they do? I mean, they go home after a day of school and feel conflicted because their mom's black, dad's white, or the other way around, and one of them's bad, one of them's good. You know, one of them's an oppressor, we're victims. You know, what a way, you know, to raise kids, indoctrinate kids. And this is coming from an educated, you know, class of people that should know better. But this is what happens when you yield to ideology. You really relinquish a connection with your brain and common sense, don't you?
Well, it's either that or maybe it's something worse, which is these people know exactly what they're doing, and they're totally malevolent, and they're totally malicious, and they're trying to tear the country to pieces.
Yeah.
You know, these people, as you say, ironically, the folks who are pushing this critical race theory stuff, the people who, the woman who's behind the 1619 Project, and I think is Ibram X. Kendi, I think is another person who's pushing this. These are black folks who somehow, despite the systemic racism that's tearing the country apart and holding blacks down, somehow have managed to get college degrees, sometimes graduate degrees, PhDs, and end up on faculties, and obviously you're prospering. They're not, you know, dying on food stamps in the ghetto. They're
right.
in the faculty lounges and, you know, living on tenure and writing books and going on TV and whatnot. Somehow they're able to make it, and yet black people otherwise are oppressed and can't advance and can't succeed. Mm-hmm. So it'd be easier to hear that kind of a message from somebody who's you know, super poor and maybe joined a gang because he had no other options. He said, yeah, black folks can't succeed in America. But to hear that from people with PhDs and people who work at major outfits like that hideous paper on 8th Avenue, New York City, whose name I don't even like to say out loud, and they're telling you, you can't make it. If you're black, you can't make it in America. You know, you hear Obama and his wife, Michelle, saying, oh, black people can't make it in America. Excuse me, 8 years as President of the United States and 8 years as the First Lady of the United States, you're going to tell us black people can't succeed in America? Excuse me?
Right, you don't have mirrors in your house, I guess. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah,
but
the one
but
thing
see,
we know that Obama's got in his house is mirrors. There's no question
right.
about that.
Yeah,
no,
but maybe he's just not seeing problem. Some of the truth of what the mirror is reflecting back on him, possibly.
Maybe
but,
so.
You know, but all this is leading to this surge of crime that is, you know, become more prevalent across this country. One, you know, once before, very calm, you know, communities are in an uproar. I mean, there's just an incredible amount of just lawlessness that's been running amok on the streets of America today.
You're absolutely right about that, and it's terrifying. I mean, it's not just crime and, you know, in the inner cities of Baltimore, Detroit, what have you, Buckhead. It's more or less the Beverly Hills of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
They've had a huge increase in crime. They defunded the police, and it's gotten so bad that they're trying to break away from Atlanta and become their own city so they can have their own police department and control safety. They've had drive-by shootings in Buckhead. They've had apparently a shopping mall. It's a beautiful shopping mall. You can't go in there anymore because people are getting murdered in the shopping center. And this is probably the nicest neighborhood in Atlanta. It's just become a free fire zone. So they want to break away, become their own city, and be able to do the one thing government's supposed to do for us, which is protect our lives and our property, if nothing else. And they're not getting that from the city of Atlanta and the Atlanta Police Department. So they want to break away, become their own city, and take their own personal safety into their own hands.
Well, their decisions are absolutely, you know, causal to this increase in crime. Look at what happened in New York. We got about a minute left.
Absolutely. In New York, we've had a tremendous surge in crime. I believe shootings are up about 70%, homicides about 24-25%, give or take. I can tell you that I walk around the streets, people are scared. People have gotten slashed on the subway. Not a crime issue, but just in terms of general disorder. Rats galore. I'm seeing rats like I've never seen. I've lived here 34 years.
Wow.
Seeing rats a couple blocks from my house in the subway station, not on the tracks, but running around on the platform level where the human beings are. So these guys, they're actually climbing up the evolutionary ladder in a way that I find really disturbing. And a big part of that is defund the police and also abuse the police, vilify the police, attack the police, mock the police, disrespect the police. A lot of cops are saying, you know what, we're just not going to get involved.
Well, we'll leave it there. To be continued. DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Thank you, DeRoy. Godspeed.
Great to talk to you.
You got it. Always.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi.